Welcome to The Gift of Grace with Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar. The Gift of Grace is a program where we read and teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah. And now, here's your host, Phil Gigliotti and Stephen Garchar.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. This is Phil Gigliotti. My good friend Stephen Garchar is not here with us today, and he will be back with us next week. But tonight we have back our guest who, if you heard the show from last week, I'm sure you were interested in the explanation he did about his church and his ministry, because his church and his ministry are in the northern part of the Galilee in Israel. And he is Pastor Adil Sapir. Hi, Pastor Adil.
Hi. Hi, Phil. How are you doing?
Great to have you back.
Thanks.
Are you having a good time in the United States?
Oh, it was awesome. It's awesome time. And God just blessed us with this wonderful weather.
Yes. Pastor Adil brought good weather with him from Israel.
God has mercy on me. Yeah.
Yes. And last week, Pastor Adil talked about his ministry. And he has a church which consists of Jewish believers, Messianic Jews. And you've heard Stephen and I talk many times about Messianic Judaism and Messianic believers, both in the United States and in the land of Israel. And you might remember that Pastor Adil is not actually from Israel, and he's not actually Jewish, but he is originally from Uzbekistan, from a Muslim background, became a believer in the Lord Jesus, and married a Jewish woman who then became a Messianic Jewish believer in Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah.
Yeah.
And now they live in the city of Kiryat Shemona in Galilee, have three beautiful children, have a beautiful church, a fantastic congregation of people, which is mostly Russian-speaking. And so he can do the teaching in Russian and in Hebrew and in English and Uzbek and Turkish. And he can do teachings in many different languages, but today we have to do it in English.
Yes, we'll try to do my best. You know. Have mercy on my English, you know, man. I'll try to do my best.
So we apologize to any Russian-speaking listeners, but the teaching is going to be in English. Anyway, we have been talking all this week that Adil has been with us about what an exciting time we live in. And when you see what is happening in the world, when you watch the news every day, and you see all these things that are happening in the Middle East, and you see all these things that are happening in the economies all over the world, everyone, even non-believers, know that something different is happening. Things are different in the world than they used to be.
Yeah.
And God's timepiece, of course, is always Israel. It's his land. It's the apple of his eyes, the navel of the earth. It's the place where he has chosen to put his name. And the events that happen in Israel are very, very, very important, not only to salvation history, but even as we approach the end time. And I think you find it difficult to find people that don't agree that we're well into the end times at this point. We're not setting dates, and we're not saying how many years, and we don't say what day Jesus is coming back. We don't say the day or the hour, because he said no man knows the day or the hour. But we know when the time is going to be close. And so today, we're going to have Pastor Adil do the first of two teachings on these events. Maybe three teachings, who knows? Yeah. It depends.
The God will lead us. Yeah.
That's right.
We'll just trust to God.
Yeah, we'll let the Holy Spirit determine that.
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about why the events going on in the Middle East are so important, why the fact that Israel is surrounded by so many enemies is so important. And keep in mind that Israel has only existed as a nation since 1948, and they have fought four major wars and several minor wars, and they've been victorious in every one.
Yes.
Against overwhelming odds, with, you know, 3 million, 4 million, 6 million Israelis against 100 million, 120 million Arabs, and they have always prevailed, because this is his land. And so we need to look at today. We need to look at what is going on. And you have to keep in mind, too, that this is being done this is happening in the context of other things. The world economy is going down. Things in the United States have changed a lot. Things in Europe have changed a lot. The American relationship with Israel is changing under this government, which is in a place where it never was before. Many things are happening to show that Israel is going to be isolated.
Yes.
And the scripture talks many times about how Israel is going to be isolated. And we're going to let Pastor Adil talk today mostly from Psalm 83, which is a very fascinating psalm, which describes in many ways what's going on today. And keeping in mind that this was written by King David almost 1,000 years before Jesus, you know, people don't think about David so much as a prophet, but the Psalms have a lot of prophecy.
Yeah.
A lot of prophecy. So what we're going to do is I'm going to start by reading the first 8 verses of Psalm 83. So if you have a Bible, open up to Psalm 83. If you're driving in the car, don't open your Bible because we want you to be safe.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna turn it over to Pastor Adil, and we're going to talk a little bit as we go, and I'm going to ask him some questions. But Psalm 83, starting in verse 1, "Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered one. They have said, 'Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more.' For they have consulted together with one consent. They form a confederacy against you, the tents of Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab, and the Hagrites, Gebal, Ammon, and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria also has joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot." Wow. Now that's an interesting passage with a lot of place names that people in our day are not familiar with.
Yes.
So, Pastor Adil, why don't you start on your teaching and let's go from there.
Well, first of all, thanks for inviting me again. It's honor me to be here and just share because, well, actually, first of all, I want to just ask this question. Why for us Christians it's so important to look and know the prophecies that we have in the Bible? Because, you know, it's many prophecies that we have, they are about the end times.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, many churches, many people in the different churches have been teach that we Christians will not be involved in all these events,
mm-hmm.
that's all this, you know, anger of God is going to be poor mm-hmm. all of this earth and all the stuff,
mm-hmm.
because the church will be raptured now before. So I'm not going to speak about this today because it's a different theme and it's going to take a lot of hours of speaking, but why we have to be involved and be ready and know what is the prophecy says. Why we should study prophecy,
mm-hmm.
and it's very important because the question isn't our entire lives as believers built on the idea that we are to prepare to meet our Lord, that He's coming soon.
Yes.
How can we be prepared if we don't know how, when, where, or why He's coming back and the thing we should be looking for?
Mm-hmm.
That's very important.
Yes.
And that's why I'm just, you know, just realized that all this that is happening now in the Middle East, it's so going fast.
Mm-hmm.
So going fast. It's so quickly. I just found myself that we says, oh my gosh, we already ended Psalm 83.
Mm-hmm.
And you just read this about all these nations that surround us, and all these nations that now are became the enemies. You know,
mm-hmm.
we had a wonderful you know relationship after the war with Syria, and look what's going on in Syria.
Mm-hmm.
We had a peace with Egypt,
yes,
and we still had this peace, but God removed all these leaders of these presidents of this city of these countries.
Yes,
Mubarak was removed from there, and now the Muslim Brotherhood is taking care, you know, taking the power and authority in this nation.
Yes,
and I believe, according to the Bible, we'll lose this peace with them. So we are going to be surrounded by all these nations, as it's written in the Psalm 83. So what are these nations? This is Egypt is going to be led by Muslim Brotherhood. Palestinians is led by Hamas. Lebanon by Hezbollah. Syria, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. All these nations that mentioned in Psalm 83, they have this idea. And you many times heard from the news that Ahmadinejad, he was saying that the idea of these countries to wipe up the Israel from the map.
Yes.
So we are now found ourselves in this point, and we should know, because that's important for us to recognize the times that we are studying. Why? God told in Isaiah 46:10, he says, I make known the end from the beginning, mm-hmm. from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please.
Yes.
That's all. Yes. You know, God, he knows everything that's going to be happen. Mm-hmm. He knows it before. And yes. we should know that his word.
And he also says in Isaiah, I won't do anything without telling you first.
Yes.
The Bible is the only holy book that has prophecy. The Quran does not have prophecy.
Yes.
Hindu books don't have, the Bible has prophecy, because God says, I will not do anything without telling you first. And he even outlines the whole plan of salvation from the book of Genesis on, telling everything that's going to happen through the Torah, through the prophets. And so you're right.
Yeah. The prophecies, that's the God, yeah. that thing that's going to come in future.
Yes.
Bible says 63 times that the Lord is quoted, used the phrase, it shall come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
116 times in the Bible, the Lord is quoted using the phrase, in that day, mm. meaning in the last day. And 2,304 times in the Bible, the Lord begins an action phrase with the words, I will.
Oh.
You see, all these things, all these scriptures, are saying about the things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the prophecies.
Yes.
That's if you just research all these things, all these phrases that God was using in the future time, it's about 20%.
Yeah.
Of the Bible. at least it's 20% of the New Testament.
It's prophecy.
It's prophecy. Yeah. So we should keep our eyes on the Bible. And Bible says over and over again that we should not be ignorant of these things, mm-hmm. about the prophecy.
Yes.
Romans 11:25, 1 Thessalonians 4:13, 2 Peter 3:5-8, 2 Corinthians 2:11. We have a bunch of places, you know, scriptures that God told us,
mm-hmm.
we have to know all these things. And yes. it's our responsibility. We can't just, you know, this behave the how to hold this bird that's going
an ostrich.
Ostrich. We can't be like an ostrich, you know. Oh, it doesn't care, you know.
Yeah, we can't bury our head in the sand.
Exactly. We can't do this.
We can't pretend that these things aren't happening.
We will be involved.
Yes.
Look what's going on now.
Yes.
It's everything is
yes.
changing so yeah. fast. And I just make this understanding about this all these last days as much close we are coming to the end, you know, end of the ends, is things and happens much more quickly.
Yes, exactly. It's accelerating.
Yes.
Yes.
15 and years ago, 20 years ago, we didn't have all these things that are
yes.
so close to the end.
Yes. And even, you know, Jesus said it's going to be like a woman in labor. Things exactly. are going to happen faster and more powerfully. Just like a woman has a contraction, then a little while later, another contraction, then the contractions get more frequent and more severe, and then the baby's born.
Exactly.
So he told us this is how it's going to happen, and we're seeing this.
Yeah.
And at the beginning of this psalm, we see that some nations, we're going to have you talk about what these nations are, some nations get together, they make a confederation, a group, a union against Israel.
Yeah.
And they want to wipe Israel. And not only do they want to wipe out the actual nation, they even want to wipe out the memory of Israel.
Yes.
Satan hates Israel. Satan hates the Jewish people.
Because they have the covenant with the God.
Amen.
And he hates the Christians because they have the covenant, yes. covenant with God through yes. through Christ.
Yes. And the Messiah came from the Jewish people. Satan hates the Jewish people.
Oh, yeah.
And this is why over the centuries, over the millennia, there has been so much hatred of Jews, so much anti-Semitism. Yeah. And now Satan is going to move here, you know, and these people are going to make a plan to wipe out Israel and to even erase the memory of Israel.
Yeah.
But we know that's not going to happen.
That's not going to happen. Yeah. Not gonna. The prophecy says that God is going to reveal his glory.
Yes.
He's using the prophecy to for us to because he loves us. God loves us, yeah. and he wants us to know what is going to happen. We can't ignore this all these things. That's important because God is going to show his mighty authority.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll show his glory,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to use Israel as usually he's using Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We can watch now this the how God was using the Egypt, for example.
Mm-hmm.
From the Old Testament, we know that was a time that was no food, and Moses just moved there, Abraham was moved there, and it was the place that safe for Abraham and his mm-hmm. family.
Mm-hmm.
But then, after hundreds of years, this place became a bondage for people of Israel.
Well, also became a refuge for Joseph and
yes.
Jacob and the other sons, yes. and it was a refuge for them. There was food. They were safe.
Yes.
They lived in a fertile land. They were welcomed by the Egyptians.
Yes.
So Egypt's been used many times.
And you know that the Egypt is using very closely, very very much. And what happened in Egypt, it's impact what's happened in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
It's very close because mm-hmm. you know sometimes God is using us our past for show us. God is using the lands and countries to show the picture in our lands.
Mm-hmm.
For Israel, they would not come to this place where God just opened the sea and brought them through the sea if they will not be in Israel in Egypt. God used Egypt for a nation of Israel to reveal his glory.
Yes, exactly.
Without yes. Egypt, for example, Israel didn't have this such experience with what they have.
Right.
All this, what God just revealed his glory and just take out from the Egypt, and the same God is using us in yes. our yes. lives. We can't ignore our past.
Yes, and that's why in the Torah, I think it's in, I can't remember if it's in Deuteronomy where God says, "Where has it ever been seen that one nation would be taken out of another nation? Israel yeah. was taken out of
exactly.
Egypt.
Exactly.
And you know we're not going to go over the Exodus, but the Israelites were delivered out of Egypt without them doing anything.
Yeah.
God did it with his mighty right hand.
Exactly.
And he said, because of this, not only will Israel know my glory, but so will Egypt.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's a very powerful way. And even Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, got to spend a little bit of time in Egypt.
Yeah.
We don't know how long, but Mary and Joseph took him there to hide from Herod.
Yeah.
And there's even a prophecy that says, from Egypt, I exactly. called my son.
Exactly.
Which is really interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, I hear our first break.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to hear a little bit of Paul Wilbur music here on the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. Remember, giftofgraceministries.org. And you can also search for us on Facebook. We'll be back in just a minute.
God, we offer up our lives as a living sacrifice. Purify us with your holy fire. Holy fire, you are the Holy One, highly exalted One. We've come to worship at your holy hill. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One, and we surrender. No other one like you. Come now and fill this place. Be exalted in our praise. Let it be known today that you are God. You are God. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One. We've come to worship at your holy hill. Here we come, Lord. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One, and we surrender to your sovereign will. Oh, Lord God of Abraham, for the Lord, He is God. For the Lord, He is God. And He shall reign forevermore, evermore. For the Lord, He is God. For the Lord, He is God. And He shall reign forevermore. You are the Holy One, highly exalted One. We've come to worship at your holy hill. Holy hill, you are the Holy One, highly exalted.
You're listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. We are in Psalm 83, doing a study with Pastor Adil from Galilee, and we're really happy he's be here. It's such a blessing to see him here, and I got to also see him in the land of Israel, and I'm sure I'll be seeing him a lot more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we mentioned about the wars that Israel has fought, and I think everyone agrees with the establishment of Israel as a state in 1948 really signals the beginning of the end time. We've been in the end time since Yeshua was here, because the book of Hebrews says that, but, you know, now we're really in the end time.
Yeah.
You know, and the establishment of Israel, I mean, and imagine, it was 1948, it was just 3 years after the end of the Holocaust, when all this horrible extermination camps and all these horrible things that happened in Europe, and 6 million Jews that were killed, and there was no organization of Jews, there was no army of Jews that formed to take over the land. God opened up the land for them. And after this horrible Holocaust, they came to the land.
Yes.
And we didn't even have to call it Israel. We can just call it the land, because everybody knows what that means. They came back to the land. And the very first day that Israel was proclaimed as a state, they were attacked.
Yeah.
From all sides. And they won. God has delivered them in all these wars. And Israel is such an important thing. And, you know, Jesus himself talks many times about fig trees. How when you see the fig tree blossom, you know that summer is coming. You know, yeah. Israel is the fig tree in prophecy.
Yes.
So when you see the fig tree there and you see the fig tree blossoming, you know that the time is coming. Yeah. We see the fig tree blossoming now.
Exactly. You know, that the Bible says that we should be aware, because Jesus told us the generation will not pass away from this moment, you know, that's, and we have this huge sign, super sign of restoring Israel, and as Israel becomes a nation in 48, and exactly that you told us that Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, and Syria attacked the new state of Israel.
Yes.
And they always try to just capture the land. Mm-hmm. And and you see that's like a boomerang.
Yeah.
It's came again. In 67, we have the Six-Day War, in which Israel defeats forces of Egypt, Jordan, and Syria.
Mm-hmm.
Israel takes control of Sinai, the Golan Heights, and Gaza Strip, East Jerusalem, and the West Bank.
The West Bank, yeah.
You see, that's the Israel that got this land that we have now.
Yes.
And all these things that we are have that's giving the land back instead of peace, it's not working.
Yes.
And would you please read this Joel 3:2?
Yes, the book of Joel, chapter 3, verse 2. I will also gather all nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on account of my people, my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations. They have also divided up my land.
God is always judge the people who tried to divide the land of Israel.
Yes.
And all this that we got in 67, these borders, and that we are trying to get back now, they can't do this because that belongs to Israel.
Yes. I'm much older than Pastor Adele, and when the 19th, we won't tell you how old we are, but I'll tell you he's 35. But anyway, when the 1967 war began, I was in high school. And you all know it as the Six-Day War. The war lasted 6 days. Israel was completely surrounded by enemies. And if the war had not stopped, the Israeli forces would have been in Cairo and would have been in Damascus and would have been in Amman and would have been in Beirut. I mean, they would have been everywhere because they were winning overwhelming victories.
Yes.
And here in America, I mean, I'm an American, obviously. Pastor Adele loves America, but he's not an American. Those of us in America, including the media and the general population, were in such support of Israel at that time that people were cheering for Israel.
Yeah.
They were saying, yes, they won again. Yes, they won this battle. Yes, they won this battle. A very different picture than has happened now. Because when America supported Israel, everything went well. Our economy was doing well. Our nation was doing well. Our industrial production was doing well. And although there's many factors, we don't support Israel like we did in 1967 or 1973, because I remember that war too, obviously, very well.
Yeah, October 73, Egypt and Syria go back to war with Israel and trying to take back the land that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
But again, they had no victory.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that's very interesting. That Egypt begins negotiations for the return of Sinai after the war.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting, you know, that they lost this land and they just start to negotiate about it. It's like to take the championship, you know, league, and then says okay, and the second team says okay, let's speak about, you know, our
let's play again.
You know, all these things. It's so
and you know, it's, I don't have all the information in front of me, but many of you know that every time our country, and one of the reasons the United States has been blessed in this century is that we always stood with Israel.
Yes.
Always. America was always helping people everywhere in the world when something happened, and God blesses that. We sent more missionaries into the world than any other country, and God blesses that. And we always stood with Israel until recently, and God has always blessed that. Now it's changed, but if you look through the history of the last 10 or 15 years, every time America, in the form of the American government, not necessarily the American people, do something that goes against Israel, something happens here.
Yeah.
And most recently, last year in May of 2011, when President Obama said that Israel should go back to the 1967 borders, 2 days later was the horrible tornado that destroyed Joplin, Missouri. And when that happened, we had an Israeli pastor with us that Adil knows very well, who said, well, this is how it happens. You know, God brings judgment when you go against his land, like we just read in Joel chapter 3.
Exactly. Because God just, well, it's better for us to know the word of God and pray for our governments, you know, especially for all who lives in United States. Mm-hmm. And you are, I know that you are praying for your government, and keep going, pray, because God is going to use you in your prayers to change the situation. And we know that everything is going fast, and we have to keep our eyes on Lord Jesus and pray and stay and support Israel by prayers and, you know, financially, how do you want. But anyway, it's still working. The God's work is going to work, and his promise says that if you are going to bless Israel, mm-hmm. I will bless you. Yes. And those who curse Israel, mm-hmm. he will curse. Yes. That's the problem of the people who are not taking the word of God seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you are right, until you have the garment that you're keeping the eyes and blessing the Israel and stand for Israel,
yes.
God was blessing.
Yes.
And now it's a bit very different.
Yes, and now we even see churches in America who used to be Bible-based Christian churches that are now turning against Israel because they've gone more away and away from God's word and have become more and more liberal, to now are boycotting Israel, boycotting companies who do business in Israel because they are turning in support of the Arab cause rather than the Israeli cause. Now, let me say, I'm not suggesting that the Palestinians should be oppressed, and I'm not suggesting that, you know, that there always has to be conflict against them, because the Palestinians are God's people too, and Jesus died for them, and he loves them, and they have to hear the gospel. And there are many awesome Palestinian Christians. Adil knows quite a few. I know quite a few. And, you know, I even work with some of them. And they are an awesome group of people. I met some in Bethlehem when we were there that just poured their hearts out about how difficult it is to be a Palestinian Christian.
Yeah.
But they are persevering in the faith and their relationship with the Messiah, because this is their strength. This is what they believe. And the gospel has to be preached to them as well. So I don't want to make it sound like this is an anti-Palestinian lecture. No. But what we're talking about is the land of Israel is very important to God. And when people go against it, there are consequences.
Yeah. Actually, in 1978, the America stood up, you know, and stand up for Israel. And there is the Camp David accord of peace with Israel was signed with Israel, with Egypt. And now that we have the different situation in Egypt, we should understand, as I thought before, if something happened in Egypt, it's going to have impact in Israel.
Sure.
And now we are on a way to lose our partner, because they just removed Mubarak, and we don't have such a, and I have a big question about all this, you know, a sign that we have with Egypt, and we will lose this. So the it's going to be open.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be open for a problem, and then we'll have the serious problem that says in Psalm 83. All these nations, they will come against. Until this time that we had the Egypt as a partner, peace partner, that's Psalm could not be happen.
Yes.
But now you see the Muslim Brotherhood is taking authority in Egypt, and not just in Egypt, in all these nations.
Yes.
They told us that we are, that what is happening now in Egypt is going to happen in every nation.
Yes.
Actually, their idea to came to this Ottoman Empire, Ottoman Empire, that the one, all this empire is going to be ruled by Caliphate,
mm-hmm.
and Halif is going to make decisions, you know, for all this, including Turkey and all these countries.
Yes.
And that is going to happen.
Yes.
You know.
And the new president of Egypt, Muslim Brotherhood president, has said, and you can look this up on YouTube, you don't have to take our word for it, you can watch the speech, he has said that he wants an Islamic caliphate in the Middle East with Jerusalem as the capital.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That tells you that he wants to destroy the land of Israel.
They have idea, as is it written in Psalm 83. They don't want the name of Israel be remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy.
Mm-hmm.
Destroy. That's their point.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want. They don't mention in Palestine. They even in schools. They even don't mention the state of Israel.
Right.
They don't say that they belong to Israel. They says the Palestinian.
Yes.
That's all. You know that we have to realize that the reality of this moment. And if we Christians always we have to say, okay, all these things have happened. What about me? What it's mean for me?
Yeah.
That means that we have to keep our eyes very, very strong on Jesus. Remember this parable that Jesus was telling about the 10 virgins?
Mm-hmm.
We know all this. I was thinking, okay, I should be one of these five, to be wise and keep my oil with me and all this stuff.
Yes.
That says that we have to be close relationship with Holy Spirit.
Yes.
You know? But we should be aware. We should be awake. Otherwise, we'll have a problem.
Yes.
I don't want any of us, that Jesus will come and will come to him. The door will be closed before us.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear all these things. Go away. I don't know you.
Yes.
I don't know you.
Yes.
Because that's a problem.
Yes.
That's a problem, not just in the States. It's all over the world.
All over, yes.
I just recently came from Berlin. It's a terrible situation of Christians also.
It's totally post-Christian all through Western Europe.
Yeah. Churches are closing.
Yeah.
And the Muslims take the churches and using it for build the mosques.
There are more mosques now in the UK than there are Anglican churches. It's unbelievable.
You see what's going on?
Yeah.
Every word is,
And there's a great falling away has happened that Paul talks about.
Exactly. So we have to be very, very careful.
We have to be awake. We have to be docile to what the Spirit is doing. We have to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We have to read the word to know what's going on, because the days and the time, you've heard me say this many times on this show, the time is running very fast. The time is coming very rapidly, and we don't have time now to go to church and sit in the pew and sing a couple of songs and listen to a teaching or, say a couple of prayers and say, okay, good, we went, and then go home and relax. We don't have time for that anymore. We have to preach the gospel everywhere, at every time, every day, because we are here to preach the end time harvest. We're here to bring in the end time harvest.
Yes.
And just like Paul and Peter and all the evangelists of the first century brought in the first harvest into the kingdom of Yeshua the Messiah, we are bringing in the final harvest.
Exactly.
And it might be 5 years, it might be 10 years, it might be 50 years, but it's not going to be 2,000 more years. And we have to be aware of that. And what you quoted there when, Jesus says, I didn't know you, that's a very scary scripture. Because people are going to come and say, but Lord, we did all these things. Yeah. Say, I didn't know you.
Yeah. And you see that that's what's saying about the believers.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody except believers call him Lord.
Exactly.
That says, that's the parable, all this parable for us. That's not for some people in church. Then they hear all this parable. They say, "Oh, that's for unbelievers."
Mm, no,
people, that's for us, for believers.
Yes,
We are calling him Lord. We are doing all these signs and wonders in his name. And he just can say, okay, I don't know you.
Yes.
We have to be ready. We have to be ready to know him closely in that's this time. Right.
Boy, that's good. That's the basis of this teaching.
Yeah.
We have to be ready. The time is short. Very. Oh, we're coming up on the second break already. We're just getting warmed up.
Okay.
This is the Gift of Grace on the Word 1220. Remember, go to our website, giftofgraceministries.org. Let's listen to an awesome song by Marty Goetz. We'll be back in just a minute.
Lean upon God, for from Him is my expectation. My soul, wait thou only, only upon God, for from Him is my expectation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not. I shall not be moved. My Messiah only, He only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. Yes, my Yeshua only, He only is my rock and the horn of my salvation. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai, Adonai Echad. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto Leolam, Leolam Vae. I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not be moved. Yes, He is my defense, I shall not be moved. He is my defense, I shall not.
You're listening to The Gift of Grace on AM 1220, The Word.
Well, welcome back, everyone, to The Gift of Grace on The Word 1220. I can't believe we're in the last segment. We only have a few minutes left, and we've been talking about current events and the position that Israel is in, now surrounded by enemies again. And I think Pastor Adil wants to move now into
Ezekiel
38.
We just open this and just
We'll get it started and we'll have to finish this again. Most of you know this as the War of Gog and Magog, and if you start reading in the first verse of chapter 38. Now, this is the word of God coming to Ezekiel. Now, Ezekiel, remember, is in exile in Babylon. Now, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am coming against you, O Gog, the prince of Rosh, Meshech, and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks into your jaws, and lead you out with all your army, horses, and horsemen, all splendidly clothed, a great company, with bucklers and shields, all of them handling swords. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya are with them, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all its troops, the house of Togarmah from the far north and all its troops, many people are with you. Prepare and be ready, you and all your companies that are gathered about you, and be on guard for them. Do you want to take it? After many days, you will be visited. In the latter days, in the latter years, you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people on the mountains of Israel, which had been long desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now all of them dwell safely. You will ascend, coming like a storm, covering the land like a cloud, you and all your troops, and many peoples with you. Thus says the Lord God, on that day it shall come to pass that thoughts will arise in your mind, and you will make an evil plan. You will say, I will go against the land of unwalled villages. I will go to a peaceful people who dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take plunder and to take booty and to stretch out your hand against the waste places that are again inhabited, and against the people gathered from the nations, and against the people gathered from the nations who have acquired livestock and goods, who dwell in the midst of the land. Sheba, Dedan, and the merchants of Tarshish, and all the young lions will say to you, Have you come to take plunder? Have you gathered your army to take booty and to carry gold and silver, to take away livestock and goods and great plunder? Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, Thus says the Lord God, on that day when my people Israel dwell safely, will you not know it? Then you will come from your place out of the far north, you and many peoples with you, all of them riding on horses, a great company and a mighty army. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days that I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me, when I am hallowed in you, O Gog, before their eyes. Oof. Thus says the Lord God.
Yeah, man.
Do you want to go?
No, that's okay. Yeah. I just want to say a couple of words about this. As we saw that in Psalm 83, that's what's saying about the countries mm-hmm. that have the border with Lebanon. Mm-hmm. With Israel. And if you read carefully chapter 38 Ezekiel, it says that this Gog and Magog war, this prince of Gog will come with all these nations mm-hmm. to the land that has a peace.
Yes, unwalled villages.
That says to us that that's going to be two wars.
Yes.
We have to understand that's going to be that what is happening in Psalm 83 now, we are now in this moment. But the next war, Gog of Magog, is that's going to be next time, that's going to be with much, much more wide neighborhood. That's going to be Iran, Turkey, Tunisia, Morocco, Algeria, Libya, Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia. Mm. All these nations that they are much more wider a neighborhood with Israel, they're going to be involved in all this
yes.
war.
Yes.
So we have to say to us, wow, that's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
That's happening now. All this Psalm 83, mm-hmm. we are almost now mm-hmm. here.
Mm-hmm.
We have this problem that this Muslim brotherhood can destroy this peace that we have with we had in Egypt, in Israel.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when we'll have this broken, mm-hmm. we'll have this going to be happen, yes. very soon.
And look how interesting this is. This is not Israel of ancient times. This is Israel now. Look how many times he describes this, the land that's been restored, the mountains that were desolate, but now exactly. my people are living there. The people have been brought back from all the nations.
Exactly.
This is the time we're living in now. The people in Israel have been brought there from all the nations. Even you, Pastor Adele, yep. they have been brought back from all the nations.
Exactly.
And they're living on the mountains of Israel, which were desolate before. When the people of Israel are not in the land is always desolate. If you yep. would have gone to Jerusalem in 1850, you would have said, I'm getting out of here. This place is desolation. There wasn't a green thing growing there.
Yeah.
Now it's a beautiful city. Galilee is beautiful and green. Where Pastor Adil lives, there's beautiful green mountains, beautiful farms, kibbutzim, just beautiful greenery.
Yeah.
It's a fertile land. And this is mentioned in this passage.
Exactly. If you just see from the satellite, you'll see the land of Israel, it's green.
Yes, exactly.
It's green because God just held his hand yes. above the Israel.
Amen.
And I'm telling you that if believers in Israel, we are really trusting to God, and we are
yes.
hoping and asking for all believers all around the world, stay with us together yes. with the prayer.
In prayer.
Because we know that God is going to provide everything that his word will be
yes,
done.
Yes, exactly.
His will be done.
Yes.
And we know sometimes people say, oh yeah, I'm praying for peace, you know, I'm praying for, but you have to understand that we will not have this such a peace that we have on, you know, on our desires.
Right.
We have to pray for the Prince of Peace
exactly.
will come
exactly.
to Jerusalem.
Yes.
Because we are waiting for this yes. moment.
And that will be the true shalom.
Yes.
And Jesus is the true shalom.
He is.
And this mighty army that's going to come against Israel that's mentioned here, we're going to have to take this up next week, but
yes.
this is going to be a war far more dangerous than what we described in Psalm 83.
Yeah.
Wow, it's the end of the show already. I can't believe it.
Wow, it's so fast.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone, and I hope you've had an awesome Lord's Day. Pastor Adil, can you come back next week?
Yes, sure.
All right. We're going to get him one more time before he goes home.
Okay.
So please pray for the peace of Jerusalem and pray for the United States, especially
yes.
as we go to this next election. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Isaac and Abraham, an altar without a lamb, a covenant ring, a hand raised in faith that God himself...
You've been listening to The Gift of Grace with Phil Gileadi and Stephen Garchar. Phil and Steve will be back next week when they will once again teach God's Word, proclaiming the kingdom and salvation in Jesus the Messiah, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Thanks and God bless.